Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisiti. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted that the Skill India initiative has benefited countless people, empowering them with new skills and building opportunities. Responding to a social media post by Union Minister Jayant Chaudhary, Mr. Modi stated that as the mission marks 10 years, the government commits to building a skilled and self-reliant youth force through the mission. The Prime Minister added that the mission is strengthening the resolve to make the country's youth skilled with new skills and global best practices to fulfill India's dream of a Viksit Bharat. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, has urged parents and guardians to complete the mandatory biometric update for children aged 7 and above. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology said that under the current guidelines, a child below 5 years of age does not have to provide fingerprints or ID scans due to developmental reasons. A report.
Once a child turns 5, the biometrics must be updated and the process is free of charge if completed between the age of 5 and 7. If the mandatory biometric update is not completed even after 7 years of age, the Aadhaar number may be deactivated as per the existing rules. UIDAI has also started sending SMS messages to the mobile numbers registered in the Aadhaar of such children for completing the mandatory biometric update exercise. Asanyu, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The Health Ministry has rejected the media reports which claim that the Ministry has directed to issue warning labels on food products such as samosa, jalebi and laddu. In a statement, the Ministry said the media reports are misleading, incorrect and baseless. A three-day training program on spring shed management organized by the Water Resources Department, Nagaland, in collaboration with the Central Ground Water Board, Northeastern Region, Guwahati, under the Ministry of Jal Shakti, began yesterday in Kohima. At the inaugural session, Additional Chief Engineer Sobu Angami highlighted the urgent need for spring shed management, citing rapid depletion of spring sources due to population growth, land use changes, climate change and unplanned development. He stressed the need for immediate action at both policy and implementation levels. Mr. Angami also noted that the government is prioritizing spring conservation through spring irrigation and water body censuses. He informed that the Brahmaputra Board is implementing several spring shed management schemes in the northeast. The training includes technical sessions, discussions and field visits to emphasize the importance of spring studies and management. Nagaland will experience moderate to heavy rainfall with thunderstorms across all districts till July 23. According to the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, Mon, Seminyu, Newland, Dimapur and Kohima are likely to see heavy rain and thunderstorms from July 16 to 21. While the remaining districts are likely to experience light to moderate rainfall, which may intensify during the period. More from our correspondent.
Due to the risks of high precipitation in hill sectors, lowland and foothill areas such as Dimapur, Newland, Chumakidima, Bandari, Bakti, Tizit and Tuli have been marked as vulnerable to waterlogging and flash floods. Citizens are advised to take precautions, avoid floodwaters, safeguard important documents and valuable among others. The NSDMA has urged all citizens to remain alert and take all safety measures during this period to avoid any untoward incidents. For emergency, contact the State Emergency Operations Center at toll-free number 1070. Asanyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
In a major crackdown on illegal arms hoarders, a team of Manipur police and other security agencies conducted a massive search operation in the valley districts yesterday and recovered 86 illegal arms and a large amount of ammunition. Addressing a press conference in Imphal, the IGP Intelligence of Manipur Police K. Khabib said that a joint team of security forces conducted the operation in suspected areas of Imphal East, Imphal West, Thaubal, Kakching and Bishnupur districts of the state. He said that senior police officers are in close coordination with all security agencies to ensure that search operations continue in a sustained and focused manner to restore normalcy, maintain public order and ensure the safety and security of citizens and their property. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.